Maybe you have a friend who struggles with Asperger's. You could actually use this opportunity of being sheltered in place in reaching out to them in some way.
Let's face it, we're all getting tired of being distant from each other, especially during this quarantine. Let me give you some encouragement on how you can encourage your fellow Aspies during this time of sheltering in place. Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's podcast, entitled Quarantine, Autism, and Cabin Fever, was broadcasted live on Facebook on June 6th, 2020. Let's take a listen.
Tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with me when it comes to quarantine. Well, I know a lot of my friends are really, really troubled by what's going on right now. And I can imagine how frustrating that is. Now, some of you who are watching this who may not know what it's like to have Asperger's may be thinking, how do you know what I'm going through, Dave? I mean, I'm struggling. I want to be in community with people. And here I am stuck at home or doing my exercises, but without any personal interaction with anybody. How do you know what it's like for me to go through this? Well, as you may or may not know, I struggle with high-functioning autism, which is known as Asperger's syndrome. And I'll tell you, if you want to meet somebody who knows how difficult it is to socialize with other people at times, you're talking to the right person. And I know that sounds weird, because for those of you who have known me later on, you would have that feeling of, oh, how could that be possible? Well, you'd have to hear my story to understand where I'm coming from. And you know, prior to all of this, you know, the year before I started going to my first Celebrate Recovery meeting, I was totally depressed. I was like blaming people, blame shifting. I wasn't taking responsibility for my actions, and I was also unemployed and was struggling in college. It wasn't until I got the help that I needed that I got to be where I am today. I actually know what it's like to be alone, glued to a computer screen, and seeing that as the only way to interact with people. And I have learned how terrible that is and how it's important to be interacting with people. So during this whole quarantine of being sheltered in place, yes, it was sad, but it also gave me an opportunity to really evaluate and just be reminded of what the Lord did for me when I was by myself. And then when I saw everybody else, now it's everybody, I'm like, you know what? I need to be there for people virtually and make myself available to them. Because I know what it's like to have my face glued to a computer screen. I mean, most people who struggle with what I struggle with have their faces glued to computer screens. And it's not a life. And even though I am now employed and have so much to be thankful for, I grieve for those who are hurting and are jobless right now. So if you need someone to talk to, someone who will listen to you, someone who will understand where you're coming from, maybe someone who maybe they may not relate to you in some way, I'm willing to listen. So reach out to me in any way that you can, and I'd be willing to listen. Now, maybe you have a friend who struggles with Asperger's that you called a friend, but you may not really have treated them like a friend. or maybe you didn't treat them well at all. You could actually use this opportunity of being sheltered in place in reaching out to them in some way and probably offering amends to them. Because think of it like this. Here we are, all sheltered in place, and many of us have been hurt. Many of us are discouraged. Many of us are worried about what's happening. And many of us probably may not know what. But you know, this could be an opportunity for you to be used by God to make things right. And you know, I would also encourage you with this. If you have hurt somebody who struggles with Asperger's, who has to deal with all this, and here you are now, sheltered in place, I'd like to encourage you to see it from our perspective. Just ask the Lord, Lord, what is it like to be in so-and-so's shoes? Maybe I wasn't too kind to him or her. I definitely want to encourage you to see it from our perspective. Use this time of being in quarantine to see it from our perspective and ask yourself, how can I be a better friend to so-and-so? I mean, Jesus tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And he loved so many people. He broke down barriers. When the Pharisees would only allow perfect people in their eyes to their synagogues, Jesus beat the odds. He ate with tax collectors and sinners. And the tax collectors were much worse than IRS agents. I mean, unlike IRS agents, we don't even know what they could be thinking right now. But tax collectors actually enjoyed what they did. And it was not pleasant, no. But Jesus was able to eat with them and to really be a light to them. He even talked with a Samaritan woman. And back then, the Jews and Samaritans didn't even want anything to do with each other. He even healed the sick, helped people walk. He even raised people from the dead. He even rose from the dead. I want to challenge you to see things from Jesus' perspective when it comes to your fellow friends who struggle with Asperger's, like me or anybody else. Use this time during quarantine to see things from our perspective. And ask God, Father, how do you want me to love so-and-so better? I want to challenge you with that this week as well. Now, let me go ahead and close with a passage of scripture from 3 John. 3 John, verses 13 through 15. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I would feel no differently when it comes to computers and iPads. I want to see you guys in person. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face in the flesh. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends each by name. Let's pray. Father God, Adonai, we thank you that you are still with us. And Father, I recognize that this whole issue of being in quarantine has been so difficult for all of us. I know there are people who are struggling with the fact that they were not able to go to their high school graduation or their middle school graduation or their college graduation or their fifth grade graduation. Some of us are devastated by job loss. And there's even been some loss of friendships too. There have even been deaths because of this pandemic. Father, I ask that you would just use us as the ones whom you have assigned here to be an encouragement to others, to challenge one another, to encourage one another, to not fix one another, but to hold each other accountable for any thoughts that are not of you. And Lord, I recognize that there are some people who may not even know much about Asperger's. And maybe they, whether they know it or not, maybe they've hurt somebody with Asperger's. I don't know the hearts behind everybody. But I would ask, Lord, that you would help us, that you would help our neurotypical friends especially see things from our perspective as Aspies, and to really ask you, Lord, what do you want me to learn from all this? With me being in quarantine, is this really what it's like to struggle with Asperger's like so-and-so? Father, would you just be with all of us? Remind us that no matter what happens, you are in control. We ask this now in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com. Or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, "Click here to watch my testimony." Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!